Dr. King was in Memphis to support striking sanitation workers at the headquarters of the Mason Temple Church of God in Christ. He began his speech with a visionary tale of an imaginary journey that God allows him to take throughout history. King also talks about living in turbulent times, and he's optimistic about the future.
Strangely enough, I would turn to the Almighty and say, if you allow me to live just a few years in the second half of the 20th century, I will be happy.
Less than 20 minutes long, and like most of his speeches, Dr. King didn't pre-write anything. However, he wasn't scheduled to speak at the church that night. Reverend Ralph Abernathy was. At this time, Dorothy Cotton was the education director for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Cotton, Dr. King, and others were meeting in King's room to discuss strategy regarding the sanitation workers when the phone rang.
But when Reverend Abernathy called and said, you have to get over here because they were expecting you, Dr. King got off the bed and left the group of us in his room to continue to discuss the discussion. He went over to the church, and he made that last speech.
A speech, says Cotton, delivered by a very exhausted Dr. King. What are often highlighted in Dr. King's last public appearance are the references to the mountaintop and the promised land. Again, civil rights activist Dorothy Cotton.
I may not get there with you, but my people will get to the promised land. And, you know, I've been to the mountaintop, and I've seen the promised land. But the fact that he said, I may not get there with you, we thought, many people have thought, was very, my grandmother would say, very telling.
But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory.
Roe Scott, WABE News.